Now to the world of baseball and an off-speed pitch, and we mean really off-speed. This week in Japan, right-hander Kazuhito Tadano of the Nippon Ham Fighters threw a high and super slow junk ball. It seemed to float in the air before falling sharply across the plate and into the catcher's mitt.
Not something you see very often, but it has a name in baseball. It's the Ephus pitch.
An Ephus pitch is a slowly thrown, high-arcing pitch, likely to reach an apex of 25 feet or more above the ground between the mound and the plate.
That's Paul Dixon, author of the Dixon Baseball Dictionary.
It's a deception. It's like a change-up on steroids. You're sitting there waiting for a fastball or a curveball. You know, you're dazzled by this thing.
Paul Dixon says credit for the first Ephus pitch goes to Truett Rip Sewell, who played for the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the 1940s.
He had gotten in a hunting accident over the winter and left some buckshot in his foot. So he started developing alternative pitches, and this was one of them.
As to the name Ephus, well, it might come from the Hebrew word ephes, which means zero or nothing.
Dixon believes it was named by Rip Sewell's teammate, outfielder Maurice Von Robes. Of Sewell's pitch, he reportedly said, "That's an ephes."
And when asked what he meant by that, Von Robes said, "Ephes ain't nothing, and that's a nothing pitch."
It's shown up periodically since then, often with other names. The Yankees' Steve Hamilton called it the folly floater.
Oh, there's the folly floater.
Sometimes it's called a gondola, parachute, balloon ball.
And the rainbow pitch, says Paul Dixon.
Well, whatever you call it, the umpire in Japan this week called that Ephus pitch a ball.